I know a lot of people need to stop playing, period. And I'm talking about you. You need to stop playing and allowing other people to play with you. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. When I was a kid, my parents divorced, and then we lived with my grandparents for a couple of years until my mama bought her house. And my brother and I, we moved in our house. It was awesome. It was fun. And the cool thing about everything was there were new kids in the neighborhood. Well, actually, we were the new kids on the block, but it was a new set of kids for us to mingle with and hang out with. We still went to the same school, but again, new neighborhood. And I remember I could not wait to get out of school. I couldn't wait to, you know, the weekends and definitely the summers, playing horse, two square, the things that kids do, playing video games. I enjoyed that. But there was one little buzzard that used to come over. And he was in between the age of my brother and I, and we would play whatever it was that we would play with the group of kids. But it always seemed when he came around to his grandma's house, something would end up either missing or broken. And as time would go, we learned it was other people's house too, so it wasn't just our house. And then one day my mom said, he can't come over here no more. He can't come over here no more. Period. That's it. In a discussion. Your stuff is getting broke. You still want him to come over here and play. I'm telling you, as the owner of this house, that that little boy can't come over here no more. That is the same attitude that you should have about you and your space and your energy and your mental health. Because you can start meeting people and dating people and they can look good, smell good, say the right type of things. You guys have so much in common. The conversation is great. Oh, she likes sports. Oh, he's so cool. He's so smart. He's down to earth. Whatever it is, anybody can have a great personality. Anybody can get you and you guys match and you guys look good together. It's not a major flex to have that when they're not really and truly for you. I'm the type of person that I feel that is important for people to date and meet and mingle before they hone in on one person. I feel that it is necessary for you to get and to taste the full variety of what's out there. And it helps you mold and shape the things that you know that you're willing to accept and the things that you are not. The things that was in my mind space at the age of my early 20s changed by the time I hit my mid-30s. You have to really and truly think about the things that you are allowing and accepting. Don't let people come to your house and destroy your things, break things, steal things, use up your resources. Because yes, we had Kool-Aid in the house. We had tea in the house. My mom would cook. We would have snacks, just like any other resident that had kids or humans for that matter. These are the stuff you have in the house. And those things were open with limits to our guest. But the moment they abused, disrespected, disregarded, The moment that they destroyed, it kind of puts you on alert. And then if you see a pattern, and depending on what they broke and the value of what they broke, you definitely don't want them back. Or in some cases, it doesn't matter what it was. If they stole from you, and I don't care if it was a comb, they can't come back. That's how you need to be about you. Don't play when it comes to you. Don't invite people into your house that will take, steal, break things. Have you ever had a person, just think back in your adulthood, in your adult life, that borrowed something from you and they didn't give it back? It could be money, but think about an object, a thing, an outfit, maybe back when people used to do that. Think about things that people borrowed from you and they never gave it back, or it took them forever to bring it back, or they brought it back and it was damaged. How did that make you feel? Think about when you give your heart away. Think about when you're open and vulnerable. When you are trusting and they break that trust. Why would you continue to give and pour and put in resources to people who are playing with you? You know what I mean? Why would you do that? Can you imagine loaning something to someone of great value? And then when you have to, the fact you got to ask for it back, they try to diminish the value of what you gave them. Well, maybe it wasn't important to you. Maybe it wasn't a big deal to you, but it was a big deal to me. So often we put the onus on the other person, what they did, what they didn't do. We have to look at what it cost us for them to be in our lives. Because some people are pretty expensive. They're taking away your joy, your creativity. They are taking away your zestiness, your happiness, your joy. Your peace. What is wrong with what I just said? You can't allow anybody to take anything from you. You are giving it to them. Because instead of you working on your next move, that energy is focused on them and what they didn't do. How what they did made you feel. How certain things hurt. How your mind is too focused on what they are doing, what they are not doing, what they are doing wrong, what they should be doing. They're playing with you. And you keep on opening that door. You keep that connection open. Why? Because for the expensive cost of your peace and happiness, you are willing to entertain just enough. Imagine going to a job and you know that this job, be it that you're a contractor or you work at a company, and they tell you about the job, it seems amazing. But they ask you, for all of this work, how much do you think you should get paid? Now, it's expensive for you to work because you got to get up, get dressed, go to work. Got to use your mind or your body to work. And instead of you working a regular 8-hour shifts, they want you to work 6 12-hour shifts. How much do you want to get paid for what you are giving? you're not going to say just enough. That's what you are doing to you when you are open, you are giving, and you are receiving crumbs. And then you ignore the crumbs that you're receiving the moment they give you a little bit of spotlight. You're ignoring the fact that they stood you up, that they keep on rescheduling and canceling. You forget the part of the times and you're up at night looking at your phone, upset that that call really was not from them. You're tired of these long conversations, these long text messages explaining how you feel to somebody who genuinely doesn't get it. Mind you, doesn't get it. Because a lot of times people get hung up on the fact that, oh, you don't care. And then they show you a little bit of attention. Now all of a sudden they care until they don't. Stop wasting your time with people that don't get it. It's too many people out here. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. If we have enough people that have enough courage to walk away from situationships, from relationships that are not serving them, if we had at least half of the people on earth in cut ties, heal from toxic relationships, walk away from situations that don't work, that don't make sense, that dating pool, baby, would be full of amazing and healed people. But in order to get there, you have to do the work. Everybody has to do the work. People are so used to comfort and the repetition of, this is somebody that I'm comfortable with. This is somebody that I know. This person gets me. Yeah, until they don't. Yeah, until they make you, they're comfortable until they make you uncomfortable. Get over it. It's easier said than done, but literally get over it. Get past it. Put on your big boy pants, your big girl pants, and step one foot in front of the next and keep it pushing. Because you know, even when you heard the intro, you knew in your mind who I was talking about. That name that's in your head, those names that are in your head that popped up, that person that really and truly is just not getting it, that's not really, really showing you what you know you deserve. If you're sitting in a room of confusion.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And things are good, but it's only good for a certain amount of time. And then all of a sudden it goes back and it's this cycle. What are you doing? There's somebody out there waiting for you. And here you are running behind this person like you're a crackhead. Running behind this vision that you have in your head that has never materialized consistently. When a person is not giving you what you know you deserve, you got to cut it off. I don't care how good sex is. I don't care how good they are in other areas. Real love, real relationships, real solid people will have you sleeping like a baby at night on a cloud. Who wants that baby at night sleep? If you've ever been around an infant, you're happy when they go to bed. As adorable as they can be. And they sleep when they sleep with no care in the world. You deserve that type of freedom that exists with people that are in healthy courtships and healthy relationships. You deserve that. So no more accepting less than what you deserve. No more, I'm a match energy. Though there is an episode called Match My Energy. No more actually saying they fall back, I fall back. Because the problem with that is when they're on, you back on. And you're serving them. So be focused on you. Stop letting people play with you. Stop allowing people to come in and out of your house, taking expensive stuff, not bringing it back, bringing it back broken, like your heart. And focus on you. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.